Children's Home Society is one of South Dakota's oldest nonprofit service organizations, with a history of over 120 years, helping kids right here in our own communities throughout the state of South Dakota. And these days we have a campus in Sioux Falls and a campus in the Black Hills that take care of kids in Sioux Falls here. We've got a residence of about 62 kids at any given time, with an additional 20 to 25 day school kids that come in just for the day. These are kids that come to us for a variety of different reasons, primarily kids that are experiencing behavioral issues. Not all of them, but the majority of them are due to abuse and neglect.
Before I get to the CD, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the Christmas books that you wrote as a fundraiser for Children's Home Society.
Right. You know, and it's one of those, we like to refer to it as one of those God things. Tammy, my wife Tammy, and I started, like a lot of people there at Children's Home, as volunteers nearly 20-some years ago. We were asked to come and help out with a kid's Christmas party, and you meet the kids once, and they kind of latch onto your heart. And a few years later, when we were thinking about having one of my stories produced into a book, we thought about doing it as a mission project to help the kids there at Children's Home. And we launched, "'Twas the Night Before Christ," and that was a very successful project, and led to Tammy being invited to come on staff there at Children's Home to help out as a fundraiser. And shortly thereafter, we launched another book with the help of a lot of friends, "Santa's Prayer." And it was about that time that I was invited to come on staff there at Children's Home as well. And when I did, we launched my third book, "The Little Lost Sock." And it's just amazing how these books have really been such a fun vehicle for us to make a lot of friends, raise awareness about the mission of Children's Home, and to raise some funds to help these kids. I am proud to report that to date, over these, since 2002, since when we first launched the first book, we have sold well over 40,000 books and raised over $750,000.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So no book this year. You're going in a different medium. Tell us what's happening.
Certainly. Initially, we were going to launch a book this year, but we postponed it to give our illustrator a little more time.
One coming up next
Christmas,
though?
Next year.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we are offering a new audio CD. Mm-hmm. We've had so many requests from people for an audio version of my three stories. "'Twas the Night Before Christ," "Santa's Prayer," and "Little Lost Sock." And, of course, I decided we got to put some more on there. So I added seven other of my stories. And the stories are woven around music provided by the music team at Celebrate Church here in Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. And I like to think it's a very delightful collection of stories for kids of all ages. Whether you're 3 or 103, I think you'll enjoy these stories. Yeah. It's called The Home Collection, and it'll be available in a variety of retail stores throughout the state, actually. And, of course, in the meantime, throughout the season, Tammy and I will be around doing some programs and book signings. In fact, on December 10th, I'll be doing a book signing at Nyberg's Ace at 6:30. And so we invite our friends to come out and visit, and it's always a fun time there.